6. A Changed Man. Chapter 16. Tess had not seen Alec d'Urberville since she had left Trantridge. She was amazed to see him dressed as a preacher, but it was hard for her to believe that Alec had really changed. She quickly walked away from the crowd, but before she could move out of sight, Alec saw her. His voice began to shake, and he looked down in confusion. Tess hurried down the road, away from the crowd. She heard footsteps behind her as she walked up a hill. When she turned around, she saw Alec behind her. "Tess," he said, "don't you recognize me?"
"Yes," said Tess. "Of course I recognize you. Why are you following me?"
"I want to save your soul, Tess," answered Alec.
"You should save yourself, Alec," she replied.
"I am saved, Tess. Now I know how wicked I was, and I am trying to help others," said Alec.
"Oh, stop," cried Tess. "I cannot believe that you have changed. You know that you ruined my life, and now you are making a place for yourself in heaven. It is too much."
Tess looked beautiful as her eyes flashed in anger. "Tess, your eyes have too much power over me. It's dangerous for you to look at me. I don't know if I can control myself," said Alec. They walked on, talking, until they came to a crossroads. Alec stopped and turned to Tess. "I'm preaching nearby this evening, so I must turn here. Before I go, tell me what you have done since I last saw you." Tess told Alec that she had had a baby son and that he had died. Alec was shocked.
"Why didn't you tell me before?" he asked. "Why didn't you write to me? Why didn't you let me help you? Will you become my wife and help me correct the harm I have done to you?"
"Don't be ridiculous," said Tess. "I never wanted to see you again, and I don't now. I don't love you, and anyway, I'm married to someone else."
"Who is he?" asked Alec.
"Why isn't he here with you? What kind of husband doesn't stay with his wife?"
Then he turned and angrily walked away. That night, Tess tried to write a letter to Angel. She told him how much she loved him. Then she thought about his offer to take Iz to Brazil. She could not finish the letter. 1 month later, on a Sunday in February, Tess was eating lunch when there was a knock at the door. When she opened it, Alec was standing there.
"Tess, I can't help it," he began. "I think about you all the time. I will give up being a preacher. I love you too much. You are the only woman I want. Because of you, I'm turning my back on God and religion. I can't resist you."
"It's not my fault that we met again. I didn't want it to happen. Please leave me alone," cried Tess.
Alec went outside.
"I will get her back," he thought. "She won't be able to resist me if I keep asking her."
In March, the threshing machine came to the farm where Tess was working. Tess saw Alec standing at the side of the field talking to the farmer. That day, the farmer gave Tess the most difficult job of all. Tess had to stand next to the machine and feed the corn into it. It was back-breaking work. Tess was already exhausted by the time the workers stopped for lunch. She was accustomed to hard work, but she did not know how she could continue to keep up with the speed of the machine. Then she saw Alec d'Urberville coming towards her across the fields.
"Why do you keep bothering me?" asked Tess.
"No, you are bothering me," said Alec. "I see your eyes everywhere, day and night. Since you told me about our child, I haven't thought about anything except you. I've lost my interest in religion. Now everything is the same between us as it was before."
"Not at all," cried Tess. "Everything is different."
"Come with me, Tess. You shouldn't be doing this work. You need help. I am here and your husband is not. Let me help you. My carriage is on the other side of the field," insisted Alec as he put his arm around her waist. Tess slapped Alec in the face. He let go of her and wiped the blood from his mouth.
You're my wife more than anyone else's, Tess. You will always be mine, he shouted.
Tess was shaking with exhaustion by the time the work was finished in the evening. Then Alec d'Urberville approached her again.
You are too weak for this, Tess. Women shouldn't work on the threshing machine. It's too difficult. Come, may I walk you home?
I suppose so, said Tess tiredly.
I can help you, Tess, even if I can't marry you. Trust me, I have enough money to help your family too, said Alec.
Alec, you know I don't want to take anything from you, not for them and not for myself. Please, stop offering to help us, said Tess.
When Tess got back to her room, she sat down and wrote a letter to Angel.
My dear Angel, please help me. I have no one else to turn to. I am afraid I will be tempted to do something wicked. Come to me now before anything happens. I understand why you punished me for my past, but please be kind to me. You know I would die for you. I am so alone without you. Doesn't any of your love for me remain? I am the same woman you fell in love with. I have never loved anyone but you. If you cannot come to me, then please let me come to you. I am so afraid. Save me from wickedness, Angel, dearest. Your faithful wife, Tess.